There was an itch trailing along my shoulder blades, and I just knew it was my order form begging to be set loose. And yet I couldn't risk anyone seeing me while I was transformed yet, because Lionel Acrux couldn't find out who we were. So even after all this waiting, I still couldn't explore the part of me that had been hidden for so many years. I couldn't find out any more about my powers or test my hand at flying. Nothing. Not until we got permission from Darius's pet teacher, anyway.
Ugh.
I shoved the blankets off of me before heading for a quick shower. By the time I'd run a circuit of the academy grounds, and the fire in my muscles was sharp enough to burn out the stress of the shadows that had haunted my dreams, it was nearly 7:30. I jogged to the orb, cooling down slowly as I used my water magic to clean the sweat and mud from my body. I paused outside the doors, resting a hand against the curving golden wall of the building as I stretched my calves out and caught my breath.
Hey, did you miss me during the eclipse, sweetheart?
Caleb, don't do that sneaky vampire shit to me. How many fucking times?
Jeez, Tori, who shit on your shoes this morning?
Anger bubbled beneath my skin, and for a moment, darkness pushed across my vision. I blinked furiously to clear the shadows from my mind and managed to force them back through pure strength of will.
What the hell was that?
What?
For a second, your eyes went all dark.
Oh. My order emerged on the eclipse.
Oh?
Darius obviously would have filled him in already, and I guessed he must have thought I was a fire harpy.
Yeah, so, sorry. The answer is no. I was not thinking about you during the eclipse. I was busy.
So the moon didn't drive you towards anyone else?
I shrugged, brushing past him as I headed into the orb, and he fell into step beside me.
I didn't hook up with anyone else, if that's what you're getting at.
Well, that wasn't what I asked, though. I asked if you were drawn towards anyone.
Yeah. If you want to know, it pushed me towards Darius.
A bit of irritation and jealousy flashed through his expression. But then, Caleb actually smirked.
But you didn't act on it? You resisted the full weight of the moon driving you together?
Not exactly.
I couldn't tell him about Lionel and all the other shit that went down.
Like I said, mine and Darcy's orders emerged, and my mind wasn't really focused on hooking up with anyone after that.
I headed for the coffee machine. Caleb caught up to me again as I stuffed a cup into the machine.
So, hypothetically, if your order hadn't emerged and nothing like that had gotten in your way, do you think you would have ended up with Darius that night?
Honestly?
I hesitated, not really wanting to admit the answer to myself. But if I was going to have insane urges about Darius, then the least I could do was own it.